Hi, we're back one more time, and we're going to give you one more little, some more wonderful information again. We're here with Captain Hale with Turicom at the beautiful Pioneer Inn with the sunset to die for. It's like we ordered up the sunset, but we're just sitting here chatting more, and he's talking about these ventures with everybody going out there and into safety, and he's really into the fact that to stress the safety level of everything. And go ahead and continue, Hale.
Well, one of the things that's necessary, and most race organizers require this now, there's a certain percentage of the crew that take what is called a safety at sea course, or personal safety at sea course. It's mandated. And interestingly enough, you'll get people who are crew members from an America's Cup vessel. We had one from one of the AC boats, the AC-72s that raced just recently. And his card had expired, and he was doing an offshore race, and he had to get it renewed. So he came and did this course. But what it requires is that you go through a program, a day or 2 days, actually, and become very familiar with and learn about various aspects of being personally safe at sea, including going into a pool and swimming with all of your foul weather gear on. All of your boots, the works, jump in a pool and swim a couple of lengths. Most people would be horrified by that. But till they do it, then they find that it's actually all your gear is quite buoyant. And you don't go down like a stone. And then they put their PFDs on and they swim around with their PFDs and yada, yada, yada.
And of course, thank God we're now home or landed here, and you didn't have to use any of these safety.
No, but you see, what we did do is we used all of those procedures all of the way down. Everybody was tethered into the boat when things got really tough, like last night.
And that storm was horrendous.
We were seeing 40, 50 knots.
And that's when you ripped your sail.
That's when the sail exploded.
It exploded? Tell us when it exploded what you're talking about. Not sure if everybody can really understand that.
Like
rip sail.
Balloon.
Yeah.
Like a balloon.
Poof.
Yes. And we're talking a $14,000 poof.
Oh, man. And there's no insurance going to be covering that one.
There is insurance for it. We chose not to.
You know, all I lost is a tree in my yard. They lost a little bit of a sail. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We have a magic sailmaker back in Vancouver, and we'll see what Dennis can do. But, yeah, it's important that everybody understands the safety aspect.
Right. Well, and you know what? And you did it. You did another crossing, and it's amazing. And I guess you're taking your wife back with you at home on the crossing.